Fantastic. How are you today?
I'm a little sweaty with that Christmas forecast and everything I'm going to eat and have fun with, and then I guess I can go outside and enjoy it. That just sounds so bizarre at this this time of year. But you don't have to shovel if you have folks coming in from out of town.
She's got some mom news for you. Does have folks coming in from out of town.
Great. So they're not gonna you're not gonna have to worry about shoveling the driveway or flights being delayed or anything like that. It's gonna be convenient. That's the good news.
It's totally convenient. Yep. Our son, Keegan Vaughn, is home, and he came home last Friday from his end of his first, or I guess he has one more semester left in his master's degree at the University of Southern California. So he's toward the end of that, and he came home last Friday, and his birthday's Saturday, and we're so excited. So just want to give a shout out to my little boy, who's going to be 24.
24. Gee, I can all see this. 24.
6'5", you know, my God.
My goodness. Well, Ivy Tech wraps up finals week this week as well. Tell us what's happening at the campus.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, here at Ivy Tech and, of course, at IU, you know, everybody's gearing up to finish this semester, and everybody's tired and worn out, and they're just totally ready to, you know, end the semester. And we've been doing lots of great things for our students this whole week. And I'm sure Keith has taken advantage of some of these things himself.
But I sure had, have.
A hot chocolate bar for students in the afternoon for studying. Some chair massages offered to us by SPA, which has been great, and we really appreciate them. Some study survival kits have been distributed, you know, throughout the week with different things like stress balls and candy and study tips. And a library's been busy. You walk around and just everybody's ready for it to end, and people know what that's like. And so classes, technically, finals and all of that end Saturday. So we're almost at the end.
Jenny, with the end of the semester and the start of a new semester in January, that's kind of your test, because now you'll have classes that were in other buildings actually in the new building.
That's right, and people too. When we are at Liberty Drive, we have lots of faculty over there and lots of our classes. So, you know, faculty who are moving, and there's lots of them. You should see the spreadsheet on who's moving and when they're moving and what time they're moving and all of that.
And when the music stops, everybody must have a chair or you're out.
You better be ready. And that's if you're exactly not ready,
right.
Well,
there are people begging for boxes. Do you have any extra boxes? I got books I got to move. Hey,
you know, they all have to be packed tomorrow, so we're going to move them starting Saturday.
Talk about the fact that we've got a lot of high school kids that are going to be done. And
on break, baby.
On break. Can they come by and take a look at the place and, you know, talk to somebody about, you know, I'm not sure whether I want to go to Ivy Tech or even go to college, but can they come and take a look?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole thing is, you know, we want people to move on and go on to something, to college, to a job, to a certificate, or go to IU, whatever it is. But if you want to come out and check Ivy Tech, just check out what we're doing, the different degree programs we offer. We can help you with some advice about how to take some classes and transfer them to IU or another four-year school. We want to show off our beautiful space. We're available. We're open. During the holiday break, we can give tours. I can real quick give you our schedule just for next week. We are open. However, we will close early on the 23rd, and then we're closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas. But otherwise, we're open, and we'd love to have people come out.
The real push is to get everybody registered by – is tomorrow the – there's a contest. So if they get registered by tomorrow, what are they eligible for?
Right. So enrollment is going on right now, and that continues all the way through the start of the first day of classes on January 11th. However, if students register by the end of the day tomorrow, December 18th, we will put their names in the hat, so to speak, for a contest that we're having. If students enroll by tomorrow, 5 o'clock, in at least 12 credit hours, so that means they've got to be full-time, we will put their name in the hat and have... the winner will receive a tuition-free spring semester. So tuition-free if you enroll by Friday, full-time.
And you win a car, and you win a car, and you win a car, and you get a car.
I'm Oprah. I'm the Oprah of Ivy Tech.
Now, Chancellor Vaughn, do I have to call him Dr. DeWeese now?
Yes, you do, and mostly just to embarrass him, because Sam would never toot his own horn. But, you know, Sam's been on this show many, many times.
Right.
He just celebrated 10 years with Ivy Tech. I personally have worked with him very closely over the last six, 7 years. Sam is one of the quiet heroes on our campus. His dedication to our students is unbelievable. Well, he just finished his PhD at ISU, graduated last Saturday, and can't say enough about Dr. Sam DeLeese and how proud we are of him and that he belongs to us.
So that's why he's walking around the halls in his cap and gown, looking like Mr. Chips.
Yeah, right, with the bicycle.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yep, that's Sam.
What, you got some stuff going on at Waldron, too.
We do. Our centennial exhibit will end on the 22nd. So there's great art, some pictures from the 100 years of the celebration of the building. And at the Center for Lifelong Learning, our spring catalog is available. So if you want to take an art class or a cooking class or any kind of personal enrichment class, it's time to start looking at that, too.
So you're 95 or 100%, 95% in part and 100% in other parts of the building?
That's right. We're just at the punch list right now on the main part of the project. There's one little area in the culinary. We had a little issue with the roof that many people might remember me talking about, and we're about 95% complete there. But the place is just, it's just incredible. And everybody's ready and excited to open the doors for students on January 11th.
And the family will all be together on January 11th.
That's exactly right.
Under one roof.
Under one roof.
Jenny,
great
job as always. Enjoy your holiday break. Enjoy time with your family, and we will get caught up with you, I don't know, the 6th or 5th or whatever that is, somewhere around
there. Yeah, one of those days. Sure.
Come, yeah.
Sounds great.
We want to see how you're...
She could call in. There just won't be anyone here.
Right, to answer the phone. So don't. Save yourself the time. Yeah. We appreciate it, Jenny. Well, we'll see you in 2016. Have a great rest of the year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you next year.
Well, thank you very much. Back to you both. See you later.
Bye. Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech.